The Art of Work, Section 27. If you dig a well, you may fall into it. If you break down a wall, a snake might bite you. Moving stones can cause an injury, and splitting wood has its own risks. Sharpen your axe, and you won't have to work as hard, for working wisely brings success. If a snake bites before it is charmed, there is no profit for the charmer. Likewise, the words of the wise earn respect, but a fool is consumed by his own lips. He starts with foolishness and talks on and on until he arrives at utter nonsense. He speaks of his future and all his great plans, but work is so tiresome to the fool that he never reaches his goal. It is an unfortunate nation that is led by a fool who throws a party with other leaders as soon as the sun is up. A more prosperous country is ruled by nobles who eat at a proper time to strengthen their bodies and not to get drunk. Another hallmark of wisdom literature is the contrast between the wise person and the fool. In spite of the fact that today we like to tell ourselves that every way of living is equally relevant, all ancient wisdom sees a distinct and observable difference between wise and foolish actions. For the teacher of wisdom, it's not a question of judging someone or being condescending, for every wise person knows how easy it is to make a foolish decision. The wise do not say to another individual, "You are now and always will be a fool." The whole point of their writing is to instruct others in the ways of the wise. Instead, they paint word pictures of what a foolish action would look like in order to help us ask ourselves, are we heading in that direction? The illustration that Kohelet gives us to today's section is the wise person who has come up against the normal workaday dangers that we face every day. Wisdom works with the premise that the world operates on the basis of time and chance. There is a fundamental reality that as we work and seek to solve a problem, we could easily create an even larger issue if we are not careful. Kohelet says that if we are wise, we will assess the situation before diving in and plan out our work, making sure the tools we have at our disposal to get the work done are ready for the task at hand. The fool does not prepare, and instead gets injured before his dream of taming a wild and unpredictable world even gets underway. If you read The Scroll, my story of Kohelet's life, you will see this event personified through Nabal, a pompous young man who thinks he can do anything, even without the proper training or tools, and he pays dearly for his ignorance. My name is Van Snoedorf. These are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. My website is artofwork.ca, and there you'll find more information about my books, more of these podcasts if you want to catch up, and a few audio chapters from The Scroll at the bottom of the podcast page. Thank you for listening.